The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 52. Every Person an Original. No Man's Shadow. Ministers are never to copy any man's gestures, his habits, his attitude, his expressions, the tones of his voice. They are to become no man's shadow in thought, in sentiment, or in devising and executing the great whole. If God has made you a shepherd of the flock, He has given you qualification to do that work. Christ says, "Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven." Let every man take his Bible and place himself in divine communion with the great teacher. God is the source from which all knowledge and wisdom flows. Each in his own armor. We are failing in another direction, and that is that men who can work should be linked in their labors with those who are inexperienced, that they may get an experience in the right direction. The inexperienced ones should not be sent out alone. They should stand right by the side of older and experienced ministers, where they could educate them. They should say to them, "You must not copy my gestures, nor the tone of my voice, so that nobody will know whether you are speaking or whether I am speaking. You are to stand in your own armor, with your own phase of character, sanctified by God. You are not to take my phase of character, nor my gestures, nor my tone of voice, nor my expressions, nor my words."